Apollo, the god of light, prophecy, music, poetry, arts, and science, is by far the most widely worshipped among the Olympians, and the only one whose Greek and Roman name are identical. As the son of Zeus and Leto, Apollo became identified with the sun god Helios, while his twin sister Artemis was similarly equated with Selene, the Titan goddess of the moon. They were both adept at using bows and arrows. According to the myth, Apollo killed Python, the terrible serpent, with a bow and arrows only 4 days after his birth. However, Apollo and Artemis were not the only immortal archers. Eros, the winged love god and son of Aphrodite, was also seen frequently playing with his bow and arrows to intervene in the affairs of gods and mortals. One day, Apollo happened to see Eros bending his bow. Proud of his own superior strength and skill, Apollo laughed at the efforts of the little god, saying that such a powerful weapon should be left for a man worthy to use it. Eros replied angrily that his arrow was to conquer the heart instead of the world. Eros drew from his quiver 2 darts of different workmanship, one of gold, which had the effect of inspiring love, the other of lead, which created aversion. Taking aim at Apollo, he pierced his breast with the golden shaft, whilst the leaden one he discharged into the bosom of a beautiful nymph, Daphne. Apollo fell instantly in love with Daphne, whom, however, fled from him like a hunted deer at his approach. Out of repulsion, Daphne made the best of her legs, running through rough fields and pathless woods. But the passionate sun god pressed hard upon her. As he ran, he called out to her to slow down, but Daphne never cared so much as to throw one glance backward. At length, almost faint with fatigue, Daphne cried to her father, Peneus, the river god, for assistance. Her plea was answered immediately. Just as Apollo threw out his arms to embrace her, she found herself glued to the ground, a layer of soft bark growing over her fair skin, and her hair transformed into foliage. She was turned into a laurel tree. Apollo was heartbroken at the loss of Daphne. To show his undying love for the nymph, he decided that the laurel would be his favorite tree. With his powers of eternal youth and immortality, Apollo rendered Daphne evergreen. For this reason, the leaves of the laurel trees do not decay. In ancient Greece, the laurel was used to form a crown or wreath of honor and renown for deathless poets and poetry. Thus, the most accomplished poet always desires to be made a poet laureate. As a representation of eternal youth and the perfection of all that is graceful and refined, Apollo rarely seems to have been happy in his love. Although he married Coronis, a nymph of Larissa, he killed his wife in a fit of rage and out of groundless suspicion. Coronis left an infant son, named Asclepius, who afterwards became god of medicine. Yet even this dear child was destroyed by Zeus's thunderbolts because of his extraordinary powers of restoring the dead to life.